My name is Evelyn. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 26th. I'm speaking with Jose, who is my father, and we're recording in our house. So, Dad, like, who has had their biggest influence on you in your life?
The biggest influence in my life was probably my mom.
Can you describe one of your, like, one of your most happiest moments?
One of the happiest moments of my life was the birth of my children.
Wow. What are you the most proud of in your life?
I'm the most proud of my family, and I guess second would be my business.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone who did what they said, who had integrity, and somebody who would be remembered by my children as they fondly, meaning they love me, you know?
If this was our very last conversation, is there anything that you would like to say to me?
Sure. If this was our last conversation, I would tell you that I love you and that I would want you to grow to be a strong and intelligent woman and someone I can be proud of.
For like are your great grandchildren listening to this from years from now, is there any wisdom that you would like to pass on to them?
I would tell them to make the best out of every situation. And that everything in life is temporary.
Can you tell me about a person who's been the kindest to you in your life?
Probably my Uncle Eddie. He was the one who did the most for me.
Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
My grandmother. Growing up, she was like my second mom. So she took care of me. We spent a lot of moments together and we bonded a lot.
What is one of the most important lessons you've ever learned in your lifetime?
To tell the truth, no matter what. Telling the truth always alleviates responsibility from you.
What is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you has to be your first birthday. When you were 1 year old, it was your birthday party, and just so innocent. You know, so happy. It's just a good time.
Can you tell me about someone who has... if you were to suddenly die this evening, what would you have not regret, like, done?
if I was to die this evening, something that I would not regret. I guess if I had any regret, it would be... that I didn't spend enough time with my parents when they were alive.
Is there like what was your first dog? Like, what's your favorite memory of that dog?
I had a little dog named Tiny. It was a Chihuahua. And I guess my favorite memory would be being in the yard with the dog and playing with him. It was just a puppy. It was like a little Chihuahua.
Right now, if like you could change anything in life, would you have changed something?
No, I wouldn't change anything because. Some of the bad things and good things make you the person who you are, and they build your character. So without those things happening in your life, you won't be the person that you are now.
If you would have, like, not met my mom, do you think your life would be the same?
No. No, because she makes me a better man.
Out of your whole family, who's your favorite, like, in your mom's family?
My favorite...
Like your favorite titi or anybody in your family?
It would be my Aunt Maria.
Titi Marita?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
What was your favorite school that you ever went to and why?
I don't know. I went to a lot of schools. So I guess my favorite school would probably be high school when I went to Lane Tech. Mm-hmm. And it was my favorite because there was about 1,000 kids in our class. So the school was huge, and it was a new experience. It was exciting. So I guess Lane Tech would be my favorite.
Who in our family that was Catholic that made us Catholic?
I remember going to church the first time with my grandparents, my father's parents. And, of course, my mother's my mother's side was very religious as well. My great-grandmother, I remember going to church with her as well.
Ana Hilda's mom or Ana Hilda?
No, Ramon's mom.
if right now you can bring back like a memory and live it forever, what memory would you live?
A memory that I'd like to relive. I guess would be probably the day of my wedding. It was a good day, and there's a lot of people that aren't here any longer that were there that day. So that would be nice.
Why are you so why are you so proud to be Puerto Rican?
I think it's culturally something I was brought up with. My mother, we would go to the Puerto Rican parade and celebrate and, you know, drive around with the flag. And so I think it was just something that was brought on from my childhood that, you know, I've extended beyond, you know, to my children. You know what I mean? Celebrating our culture is important. I think it's important to know where you came from, and because that'll lead you where you're going.
What's your biggest dream for me in life?
My biggest dream for you would just be that I would want you to finish school, and I would want you to be self-reliant, you know, not relying on any person to take care of you. But if you had somebody taking care of you, it would be by choice.
What's your favorite story of me and my brother together?
I guess if I had any favorite stories, it would be like, you know, when we went to, before DeAndre had his family and stuff, we went to Florida and went to Disney World and Universal Studios, and we spent a lot of time together bonding with you guys. And I think it was a great time, and it was a first, you know, for some of us, and a first for you. And, you know, it was a good time. So I think that was a good memory, you know, us spending that time as a family at Disney.
If we didn't live in Chicago, where do you think that we would live?
I guess it would just be about based on opportunity. You know, it's hard to say. My job is based on licensing and that type of thing where you can make more money. Mm-hmm. So I guess it would be a state where it wasn't a right-to-work state, where there was licensing in my field, so that way I can make more money.
What do you think the future holds for you? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that my business is, you know, more successful, and I hope we come back, you know, after COVID. A lot of things were affected, but I think, you know, hopefully we can come back and be stronger than before.
If you can change one thing about us, like as a family, what would you change, like to make for the better?
I would just hope that if I could change anything, it would be that the decisions that my children make sometimes, because, you know, sometimes as, you know, you want people to make certain decisions, but I think that no matter what you plan, it has to come out of them. You know what I mean? So I think that in order for, you know, if you're going to change anything or something that I'd like to see, would just be the better decision skills for both of you guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. As a child, do you remember anybody being in particular very kind to you as a child?
Yeah, I remember people being nice to us. Yeah, for sure. We had neighbors and people from the neighborhood who were nice. Yeah.
What was your favorite spot that you used to go to when you were like little, like my age?
I used to go play basketball at a park in Chicago. It was on Elston in California. It was called Brands Park. I used to play a lot of basketball there. It was right after high school. We'd go hang out there. It was fun. Good times.
What's your dream vacation spot?
Dream vacation spot would just be something in the Caribbean for a long time. 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Caribbean, though, definitely.
Like by Puerto Rico and all.
Palm trees. I need palm trees and beaches.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
Probably California, if I could afford it. California.
What place in California?
L.A., L.A. County somewhere.
Growing up a Cubs fan, do you think it impacted, like, you being such a big Cubs fan?
Growing up a Cubs fan, did it make me...
Like, want to be, yeah, like, want to be a Cubs fan growing up?
Yeah, being where my family was and how we grew up and my relatives living close to Wrigley, it was a big part of our family, yeah. Mm. Being a Cubs fan, sure.
Do you remember a time where you didn't have an animal, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. When do you think, like, your life started changing for the better? What age?
When I went to college.
C- Could you change anything about your career that you would like to change?
Not really. No, I think my career is a good choice. It's not for everybody, but it's a good career choice, and I've done very well, so I can't complain about it. And I think it's, you know, put food on the table and a roof over both my children's heads. So I'm good. I'm good with it.
What's your dream for you in the next 50 years?
50 years. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, maybe to live 50 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm old, man. I'm 45. I'm not that old, but you know, 50 years is a long time. So if I had to plan for the next 50 years, I would hopefully that I would be healthy. I would try to take care of myself and, you know, maybe, retire and move somewhere in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, maybe get a farm. You never know.
Do you think being a parent changed you?
Yes.
As a person?
Absolutely. Responsibility and knowing that I had to do things for someone besides myself. Yes.
Could you ever imagine your life without my mom?
No.
Do you think that everybody can improve as people?
I think everybody has space for improvement and room for improvement. I think as adults, sometimes we need to do better. And as children, I think there's so much pressure to fit in with social media and all this craziness that sometimes kids act out for that attention, which I think is not going the right place.
Do you think schools can do better, for us to kill children?
I think schools should teach children about life and not so much about, you know, life skills. So teaching you guys how to balance a checkbook, teaching you, you know, maybe about opening your own business, paying taxes, you know, things that are important that you can apply to real life.
If you were famous and what advice people that you would give to the world, what advice would you give to the world?
Well, I'm not famous, but if I had to give anybody advice, it would be to stay humble and work hard and don't pay attention to what other people are doing. Pay attention to what you got going on and good things will happen for you.
Why would you give that advice?
Because it worked for me.
Do you think the way I was brought up is going to impact my life?
Yes, of course.
Do you believe that if we weren't that everybody's destined to do one thing?
No, I believe there's probabilities for everybody. There's a probability that, you know, you may do the things that you want to do in life, and there's a probability you may not. It's all based upon motivation and things that you want to do with yourself. You know, you can't force anybody to do something they don't want to do, so it has to come from the person in question.
Are you happy about where you're at in life?
Yes, very happy.
Are you proud of me, right now?
I'm proud of you all the time. Even when you're bad, I'm proud of you.
Do you think if I wanted to do anything, if I put my mind to something, I could do anything I wanted to?
You're very intelligent and you're very competitive. So I think that if it was a competition, you would excel. But I think that has to come from you. And sometimes you don't push yourself hard enough, but that's something that you'll learn in time.
Do you believe that in the world, people can change? And, do you think we're going to become the way we were before time? Do you think that something's going to happen to our world that everybody's going to change?
I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of a general question. There are things that could change the world, sure. I don't know what they have in store for us, you know. What people have in store for themselves. But I think definitely the world is changing every day.
If there's one thing that you would say to me and my brother, after you pass, what would you want to say to me and my brother?
I would tell you guys that I wouldn't want you to... I wouldn't want you to be stuck in the past. I would want you to move on and live for your future.
Is there any advice you want to give to Sophia?
It would be the same advice that I give you.
Do you believe that there's an afterlife? A beautiful afterlife? Heaven?
I hope so.
Thank you for doing the interview with me, Dad. Okay.